Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. A bit better than the weather. It's not been too kind to us recently, but
It's not been very nice at all, has it? We've had that giant downpour. Looking outside my studio right now, it's very cloudy, but seems to be a bit dry. So hopefully we're going to get some sunshine like we had earlier on today. It's just been weird. Where is British summertime? Surely it should be turning up soon, shouldn't it?
Well, it should. Cricket season started, so it's probably why it's raining, eh?
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is. Wonderful news for Yorkshire today, obviously, with Johnny Bairstow being named as one of the Wisden's five cricketers of the year. That is fantastic, isn't it?
It is. It's a great accolade for him, and one that's well deserved. You know, he obviously had a fantastic summer for us last year. Did well for England. This winter, particularly that 100 he got, at Cape Town, maiden Test 100. So, well deserved and, great accolade for him.
Have you had the chance to speak to Johnny about it? Do you know how happy he is? I'm sure he's been quite buzzing today, really, with this news.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's delighted, obviously. You know, it's a prestigious award. He's absolutely thrilled to bits and, looking forward to the presentation this evening at the dinner.
And I think, very well deserved after last season's spectacular title.
Yeah, as I say, he did really well for us, averaged over 90, in the county championship for Yorkshire, and obviously, played a part with England as well. So, he's going from strength to strength. He's always had an immense amount of natural talent, and he's now developing into a fantastic batsman. And I'm sure he'll have a long and illustrious career.
And of course, as you're building up to the defence of this title, as we're getting towards Hampshire next Sunday, he says that he's not feeling any added pressure. I know he's been speaking to some of the press. Are you kind of feeling it a little bit now as the season starts to get that little bit closer?
I don't think pressure, I think more excitement and looking forward to it. We've been back 3 weeks or so from pre-season tour to Dubai and Abu Dhabi. So, the lads are ready to get into action, for proper really. And, we're all looking forward to it. We know it's a huge challenge ahead, but, I think it's one we're looking forward to rather than fearing.
And I expect after going over to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, you're looking forward to some nicer weather coming for the start of the season.
Well, exactly. As I said, since we've been back, it's been pretty average, to be honest. And, we've not really got the match play in that we would have liked. But we made the best of it. And, most counties have been in the same boat. So, we just got to get on with it and hope that, that the weather improves and we have a really good summer.
Have preparations been pretty strong for the start of the season?
Yeah, we've done what we've been able to do really with the weather. As I've said, it has disrupted things a little bit, but as I say, we can't do much about that. But the lads are in good shape and really looking forward to Sunday coming round if we can get started properly.
And with Hampshire coming up, is the feeling in the camp good right now? Ready to defend that title?
Yeah, as I say, we're looking forward to it. We've got a really good, strong squad of players who have played exceptionally well over the last few years. Obviously, had back-to-back titles, and we're looking to try and make that a hat-trick.
That hat-trick would be quite unprecedented, really, wouldn't it? It's something to aim for, and I'm sure it's not going to be at the forefront of everybody's minds, but I bet there's going to be something in the back of their minds thinking about getting that third title in a row.
Yeah, I mean, we try and put that to the back of our minds, as you say, and just focus, on the processes involved in winning cricket matches. And, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. Clearly, we want to win, and we want to win all three competitions, ideally. So, we know that it is about, doing things well on a day-to-day basis. And then at the end of the season, you get your reward. So, we need to just focus on the processes rather than the prize at the end of it.
Well, send our congratulations to Johnny, and I hope the dinner goes really well tonight, and good luck for the start of the season. We'll be following every single ball and every single run that you've got going down there. Look, Martin, thank you so much for joining us one more time. Congratulations to Johnny, and good luck for the new season.
Thank you, John. Much appreciated.